With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrat leaders today will mobilize in Washington, D.C. and across the country for a mass rally aimed at describing President Trump as an authoritarian dictator. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The Democrat leaders are going to join for a big party out on the National Mall. They're going to descend on our Capitol for their much-anticipated so-called No Kings rally. We refer to it by its more accurate description, the Hate America rally.
A rising number of Americans say they approve of the way President Trump is doing his job. 47% of those responding to an AP NORC poll say they do approve of his handling of the conflict between Israelis and the Palestinians. That is an increase from just 37% who gave those positive reviews back in September, and driven primarily at this time by Democrats viewing the president more positively on that issue. Former Trump advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges of sharing classified information. The case against him accuses him of emailing classified information to family members and keeping top secret documents at his home. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent spoke to the Salem Radio Network about the case this week. He says, as a former lawmaker, he understands the importance of handling classified material with great care.
When I think of what I had to go through, every time I got a classified briefing, and I got a lot of them, and how much I sweated trying to remember when I would do interviews, trying not to, you know, reveal information that I had gotten when I was talking about subjects, just to stick to open source stuff.
And Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network about the case. The 76-year-old Bolton is a longtime fixture in Republican foreign policy circles and served for more than a year in President Trump's first administration. This is SRN News. Pro-life activists in Virginia are issuing a warning.
The state holds the elections for the legislature next month, and the outcome will decide the fate of an abortion amendment. Democrats have been pushing that ballot measure, which would enshrine abortion in the Virginia Constitution. And if enough of them are elected in November, the amendment will advance. Pro-life citizens are being urged to get out and vote and do anything else they can to support candidates who would kill the amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
A North Dakota judge has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations when it comes to performing them on children. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says the law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence the state's legislature passed the measure for a discriminatory purpose. He also acknowledged that there is what he called an ongoing international debate regarding the safety and effectiveness of the medical procedures prohibited by that health care law. This is SRN News. Here's Sasuto with a look at the markets at the end of the week Friday.
The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 238 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite also climbed 0.5%. The S&P had its best week since August, but that came only after the index went on a roller coaster ride for much of the week. Stocks went through some jagged swings as worries built about small and mid-sized banks, as well as the souring trade relationship between the U.S. and China. Bank stocks steadied themselves on Friday, while President Donald Trump eased some of the trade concerns after saying high tariffs on China are not sustainable. Seth Sutel, New York.
Some good news on the health front. Americans have been reducing their waistlines just a bit. The number of Americans with rates of obesity of 35% or higher in that state dropped for the first time in more than 10 years in the latest survey. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.